Live from the No Panic Zone in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, and from the heart of the Chicken Ranch, too. Good to have you here on a St. Patrick's Day free-for-all Friday. Behave out there, would you please? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, in Michigan, the Democrats are doing everything they can to californicate the Great Lakes State, destroy constitutional protections along the way. Number two, in Paris, the woke leftists have knocked a once world-class city to the ground with homelessness, mountains of garbage, infestations of rats. Have you seen this? It's disgusting. And number three, we're going to dig deeper into Haley Biden, the Biden family, European farmers fed up with climate policies, and everything else as we dig into this free-for-all Friday, plus a few comments along the way. A few comments along the way as well. Haley Biden revealed in Geraldo Rivera is all upset. How dare you go after the Biden's children? Really? President Biden's daughter-in-law, Haley, is the mysterious new Biden family member who got paid Chinese cash in 2017. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer revealed that to the Post on Thursday. This is a New York Post article. Comer said the payments to first son Hunter Biden's sister-in-law turned former lover revealed in subpoenaed bank accounts. They're just such a classy family, aren't they? Classy bunch. Yes, they are. Classy bunch. Anyhow, the records show Haley Biden received $35,000 in a pair of transfers in 2017 from family associate Rob Walker after he received $3 million on March 1st, 2017 from the Chinese state energy HK Limited. That's part of CEFC China Energy, which has since gone out of business, conveniently enough. The big guy, identified as Joe Biden, one transfer to Haley from Robinson Walker was $25,000 on March the 20th of that year. James Comer's staff wrote in a Thursday morning memo to committee members, the information creates an unexpected new avenue for investigation. The memo notes the bank records don't include the first names of all Biden family recipients, meaning there may be others involved. More mystery Bidens floating around. Haley Biden is widow of Bo. He died of brain cancer in 2015. She's also the mother of two of the president's grandchildren, Natalie and Robert Hunter. And then she hooked up with Hunter Biden from 2016 to 2019. Like I said, classy bunch. Democrats described our subpoena as providing nothing more than records for Papa John's and Starbucks, but they failed to mention the records we've received documenting the Biden family's business schemes, Comer told the New York Post, referring to committee member Jamie Raskin. Over the course of several years, members of the Biden family and their companies received over $1.3 million in payments from accounts related to their associate Rob Walker. Most of the money came as a result of a wire from a Chinese energy company and went not only to Hunter and James Biden, but also to Haley Biden and a yet unknown Biden. It's unclear what services were provided to obtain this exorbitant amount of money, $1.3 million. More than a third of a $3 million payment that Walker's firm received was forwarded to Biden family associate James Gilyar. And almost the exact amount, $1,065,000, distributed among Biden family members over 3 months, also according to the committee. Why Haley Biden publicly reported to work as a school counselor, why she would receive money from Robinson Walker, LLC, and who the account holder is for the bank entitled Biden. The account's simply titled Biden. Whose money is it? A bank account identified in records as belonging to Biden, without a first name, picked up $70,000 from Walker's account in early 2017, just after Joe Biden left office. The rest appears to have gone to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and first brother Jimmy Biden. The Chinese funds flowed to the famous political family less than 2 months after Joe Biden left office as Barack Obama's vice president. Most of the money appears to have gone to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and James Biden. Bank records reveal now that Walker's account, those of the Biden family, were getting money back in 2015. On November 5, 2015, Robinson Walker received a wire from the same company of about $180,000, $179,836.86, $180,000. $59,000 sent to Robert Biden. That's Hunter's first name, by the way. And split up between them. Hunter Biden, the president's brother, James, also got at least $4.8 million from CEFC China that's gone bankrupt. That happened in 2017 and 18. $4.8 million they received. Right after, by the way, Hunter Biden flew to China with his dad in 2015. So not long after that, $5 million came out that way. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's a mess here. There's a mess here. And now that Haley Biden is in the crosshairs, I don't think she's going to sit there and take it. I don't think she likes the idea of this being trouble. Let's move on to Free for All Friday. Some more sound for you. Bite number 10, the Inflation Reduction Act, has been touted time and again by the Biden administration and will help the economy. Janet Yellen is hopelessly overmatched, raised that question. How the hell did she get here? Listen to Bite 10. Go.
Let me ask you something else, because the buck stops with you. You have really praised the IRA. I want to ask you one more thing about that, because your statements contradict themselves somewhat. You talk about the IRA as a way to really bring prosperity, to lower inflation, to lower the debt. So do you really believe that we can spend our way to lower inflation, to debt reduction, and to economic prosperity with the amount of debt?
I believe that this law promotes clean energy and R&D and investment in the United States.
That's not my question. Do you believe we can spend our way to lower inflation? And I'm going to move on, obviously.
I've never said any such. Oh, okay. I've never said that I think that that's a way to lower inflation.
Never thought it would lower inflation. Why is it called the Inflation Reduction Act? Oh, that's right. It has nothing to do with that. Now I remember. You're all liars. Whoops. There I go. By the way, Senator Bill Cassidy then hammered Yellen on the president dodging numerous questions and requests to meet with Joe Biden on Social Security. Bite 11. Listen to this.
The president knows many people on Social Security.
Then why doesn't the president care?
He cares very deeply.
Then where is his plan?
He stands ready to work with
Congress. That's a lie, because when a bipartisan group of senators has repeatedly requested to meet with him about social so that somebody who is a current beneficiary will not see her benefits cut by 24%, we have not heard anything on our request. And we've made multiple requests to meet with the president. Now, you can't comment on that. I realize that. But that is a fact. And if you've been told to say he stands ready to meet, I will tell you there's absolutely no evidence, because we have not gotten our meeting.
No meeting at all. That's a lie, Janet Yellen. Anyhow, we'll take a break and come back with Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. Senator Ted Harvey will be here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be here.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
Bear sighting?
Location.
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At one second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess. Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.